Today's reading is from James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. It can be found on your service sheets. But first, let me pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that we are gathered here today to hear your word. Lord, open our eyes to hear your voice. Our ears to hear your voice. And may our hearts and minds be open to receive your love and wisdom. We pray that we will listen intensely as Nathan preaches. May you be with him and guide him through his sermon. And we pray that we will be convicted to respond to the message, so that even when we leave this place today and go into next week, we will be actively applying your word in our lives. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. So this is James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and completely forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good. Thanks, Elliot, very much. Now, just let that settle. I'll keep speaking so Matt can adjust. Well, good morning again, and lovely to see everyone, and particularly all the children, lots of children here this morning. And also to say hello to those children who are listening at home. So children, you've got a little pack, which I'll explain later, and we've given packs to all the children who can't be here this morning, who are listening online. So hello to all you children. Just have a look in your pack a bit later on, and I'll explain that. But I'm going to begin with a game called Nathan Says. Nathan Says is very similar to Simon Says, except Nathan's saying it and not Simon, okay? Very simple rules, and the rules are exactly the same. If Nathan says it, you've got to do it. If I don't say it, you don't do it, okay? And to help me play this game, we've pre-selected three children to help us. So I can't quite remember who those children are, but Rhianne, who are, you bring them up.
Darcy, Philippa, and AJ, please.
Excellent.
And me.
And you, yeah. And if you could assume your socially distanced positions on the crosses, it's all amazingly organised. Look at this. Fantastic.
And one-way system. Well done.
Oh. Thanks, AJ. Okay, now, do you guys understand the rules? Okay, so I'm going to get the children to play first, and then I'm going to ask Rhianne to do so. Rhianne, you don't need to do anything yet. So, children, are you okay? Do you know what you're doing? So when Nathan says something, you do it. Okay, are you ready? We haven't practiced this, so this is going to be exciting. Right, are you ready? So here goes. Nathan says, jump up and down. Hooray, excellent. Very good. Nathan says, do three star jumps. Very good. You've been watching Joe Wicks during lockdown. Okay, what else does Nathan say? Nathan says, pretend to be a giraffe eating leaves. That's a very small giraffe. Can you do that, Agent? Yeah, very good. There we go. Very good. Sit down. Ooh, very good. Very good. Nathan says, sit down. Okay, very good. Stay on your little crosses. You listened very well, and you did exactly what I said. Isn't that good? Well done. Right, let's try it with Rhianne.
Okay.
See how good she is at listening and doing. Okay. Nathan says, Rhianne, do five star jumps. Okay. Nathan says, walk like a penguin. Hey, it's not going very well, is it? Nathan says, sing us a solo. Hey, okay. What's the problem? Rhianne doesn't seem to be doing anything, does she? Is that right, AJ?
Yeah.
That is right. Absolutely right. She's not doing anything. So let's just ask Rhianne what's gone wrong. I mean, the rules. Was anyone confused at the rules? No? You guys right at the back. Kate, were you confused about the rules? No, Kate was clear. Excellent. So, Rhianne, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I'm listening really carefully.
Okay, you were listening very carefully. So why didn't you do it?
Well, because I'm listening really carefully. I'm pretty sure I'm going to win the game.
By listening?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Does she deserve to win the game just by listening?
Yeah.
No. Okay, Rhianne, you're sacked. Off you go. Thanks very much. Now, well done. Well, the fact is Rhianne might well have listened to everything I said, but she didn't do it, did she? She didn't actually do what I said. And in order to win the game, you have to listen and then do what I say. That's really the very big point that James is making in his letter. Now, grown-ups, we've been looking at this letter, haven't we, over the last few weeks. And the big theme is this verse, chapter 1, verse 22, which you'll find on those little credit card things that we can give you, and also on the screen. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. When God speaks to us his word in the Bible, we've not just got to listen, we've got to do it. And in verse 25, it says we'll be blessed. So here in a nutshell is what it's all about. So let's give you guys a little card. If you guys could stand up for me, okay? And could you hold that up really high? And could you hold up that really high? And could you hold up that really high? So, listening means obeying, which leads to blessing. Listening means obeying, which leads to blessing. That is what this passage is all about. We need to listen to God's word, we need to obey it, and then we will be blessed in all we do. Or in other words, L-O-B, lob. Okay, that's a good way to remember it. Lob. L-O-B. Listen, obey, be blessed. Okay, guys, thanks very much. You can put your cards down in your seats. Very good. Very good. Now, as we go through today's message, children, you'll find in your little packs, if you just have a little rummage around, it is totally up to your parents whether you eat the sweets now or after dinner later. I would suggest later, though I don't want to parent your own kids. In that little bag, you'll find all sorts of things. So you will find... I've got some sweets as well. That's exciting. Right, you'll find a mirror. Everyone just wave their mirrors. Very good. Excellent. You'll find someone walking or doing something. There we go. You will find an ear, which stands for listening. Wave that. Good. You'll find a giant chili, which is in fact a tongue. Okay, there we go. And lastly, you will find a Bible, okay, and some little sweets and a little Bible study as well that you can do when you go home. Now, whenever I mention any of those things, and the children, if you're listening at home, you do the same as well, just wave them. I may not always remember to say well done or anything like that, but just wave them enthusiastically as we go along, okay? So, let's begin. There is a wrong way to listen and a right way to listen. Let's begin with the wrong way. Do you remember what Rhiann did? She listened, but she didn't what? She didn't obey, did she? She didn't do what I said. So have a look again at verse 22. Grown-ups, if you've got your Bibles open, just have a look with me at this. Verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. So James says we need to listen. Wave your little ears if you want to. Listen, we need to listen, but do what it says. But the wrong way to listen is to listen and then not do what it says. You see, James says it is possible for us to listen to the Bible and to deceive ourselves. That is to kid ourselves that we're doing the right thing when in fact we're doing the wrong thing. What is the wrong way? It's to listen and then not to do what the Bible says. So here's the thing. We come to church on a Sunday morning or Sunday evening, maybe, children, you go to Seekers or Adventurers or Discoverers or Pathfinders or Cell, some of the young people, and you hear what the Bible says, and I hear what the Bible says on Sunday, but then we don't do anything about it. James says, we're deceiving ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves, he's saying. That is, we're kidding ourselves. And James helps us to understand with a picture for us. So, children, if you get your mirrors, We're going to talk about the mirror. There we go. Just wave that if you want to. Enthusiasm. Well done. Excellent. Those of you who have little mirrors in your purses, and that you can wave those if you want to as well. If you'd like to do that, that's fine. So, children, why do you need a mirror? Why might you need a mirror? When you go to school, do you stand in front of the mirror and check you're wearing the right clothes? Do the nobles do that? No? Okay, fine. Anyone at Parkinson's, do you check yourselves before you go to school? No. Does anyone check themselves before they go to school or work? Amanda, do you check yourself in the morning? Excellent, very good. So we look at ourselves in the mirror, don't we? And we check if there's any sort of Marmite on our faces or our shirts got dirty from breakfast. And that's the idea, isn't it? But this man here, this person, he looks in the mirror, has a look, and then immediately goes away. He doesn't change what he looks like. So children, imagine, there you are. First, you're doing your teeth, and you discover you've got Marmite all the way down your chin, and your lovely white school shirt is covered in tomato ketchup from last night. What should you do? Isabel, clean it. You should take action, shouldn't you? Samuel, should you? Lick it. All right, okay, fine. Yes, well, there's always a meal for later, isn't there? You should take action, shouldn't you? But that this person doesn't take any action. He just walks off. Now, it's about halfway through my talk, and I thought I'm just getting a bit peckish. So if you don't mind, I'm going to have a sandwich. Just, you know, don't talk amongst yourselves because we can't, but you know, just bear with me for a moment. Just going to have a little sandwich. Ooh, it's a ham sandwich. Ooh, it's exciting. Ooh, yes. Ooh, good. That was lovely. So nice. I'm going to eat the rest because I... there we go. Just have my my water. Isn't that good? Great. I think I'll carry on. Anything wrong? There is. What's wrong? I've got butter on my chin. No, I haven't. Mirror. There we go. There's nothing on my chin at all. Oh, yes, there is. There's some butter. But we'll just carry on, shall we? That doesn't matter. Are any of you, do you mind that? Is that all right? Can I just carry on? Okay, good. Well, that's fine. We'll just carry on. You see, James says that... Hang on a minute. It's quite hard to speak when you've got a sort of mouthful of sandwich. You see, the problem is, James says, we do that with the word of God. He's saying, you can look at it, and you can look at yourself in the mirror, just like I've done with my ham sandwich and mayonnaise. I've got it all over me, but I haven't taken action. If I walk out the door now, I'd look very, very silly, wouldn't I? And James says, if we look at God's word and study it together and don't take action, we're a bit like me with my mayonnaise all over my face, or you guys... As you look in the mirror, you've got ketchup all down your front. We've got to take action. James says, don't be foolish. Don't be deceived. When you hear God's word, take action. That's what he's saying. Now, before we discover how we should take action, we're going to listen to a song which tells us that we ought to take action when we see what God's word says. And I'm going to, again, suggest we stand for this. And there are some actions along. If you want to follow the actions, do follow along, so let's stand and enjoy this song together. Great. Well, I decided to wipe mayonnaise off my chin, being there any longer. But so far, what have we discovered? We've discovered the wrong way to listen, haven't we? Which is, don't act. Don't do what God says. We deceive ourselves, don't we, if we ignore God's word. But now, James goes on to tell us the right way to listen. And the right way to listen is to listen and then do something about it. The little person walking along in your packs, children. The right way is to listen and to act. So let's have a look at verse 25. Whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. So this time, the person looks in the mirror of God's word and acts on what he sees. So children, imagine this sort of breakfast time scene again. There you are, you've gone upstairs, you're doing your teeth, you're washing yourself, you notice the big splodge of Marmite on your face, or if you don't like Marmite, jam, or whatever it is, and you think, I've got to wash it off. The teachers will give me a hard time at school. Or you've got some red tomato ketchup all the way down your front from yesterday. Well, you need to change your shirt, don't you? Or, as Samuel says, lick it off. Most of the time, we do give him a clean shirt, can I just assure you of that? James is saying, when we look in the mirror, children, get your mirrors out and just remind us of this. When we look in the mirror of God's word, we find that we look at it, it to take action, and listening is a blessing. I'll just go back here just in case it cuts out.
Listening leads to obeying, which leads to blessing. And that's the difference between the first person and the second person. Do you remember both people look at the word of God? Just like Rhiann did, she heard exactly what I was saying. There was no problem with her hearing or her ears. She listened to what I said, but didn't do anything about it. The three children, they all listened and they obeyed. And James says, we've got to be like the person in the second half of the passage, the person who looks at the mirror of God's word and then does what it says. And James says, we'll be blessed in doing that. So there'll be great blessing. It'll be good for us and good for other people. So, for example, do you remember we were talking about the tongue a few weeks ago, grown-ups? And I know Cell are doing this and Pathfinders as well, and we're doing it in our small groups. Do you remember the tongue? When we obey God's word and tame our tongues with God's help, that's good for us and it's good for others as well, isn't it? We are blessed in doing that, and other people are. When we start loving each other practically and sacrificially, we are blessed and others are blessed. When children at school, when you perhaps try and be friends with someone who doesn't have many friends, you are blessed and they are blessed. It is a good thing to do. When the Bible tells us to do something, we need to do it, and it will lead to blessing. Now, we might think, well, why should we listen to God's word? I mean, what is it about God's word that means we should obey it? Well, did you notice, grown-ups, you may have noticed this in verse 25, that actually, the Bible is, verse 25, it's a perfect law that gives freedom. In other words, the Bible is perfect and it gives us freedom when we obey it. Listening to and obeying the Bible means freedom. It's the best way to live. It may be hard sometimes, but it's the best way to live. See, if you don't live under God's law, under his word, actually that's slavery. But to live under God's word and obey it is freedom. That's why if you're not a Christian, you may think, well, I am free to do what I want any old time. The problem is actually the Bible says when you do that and ignore God, you're actually a slave to your sin. When you come to God and ask for forgiveness, then you are truly free. When you follow his instructions and do what he says, it's liberating, it's freeing. Now, I got a friend who a few years ago did some parachuting. Here's a picture of a parachutist. There we go. I've actually never done this. It sounds quite fun, doesn't it? Sort of hurling yourself out of a plane at several hundred miles an hour and hoping parachute opens. It sounds reasonably fun. And the thing is, my friend, it's the first time he did it. And when he went to do it the first time, he had this instructor man, this sort of teacher who teaches parachuting, walked into the room and said this: parachute jumping is very dangerous. Well, yeah, that's true, isn't it? He said, it is very, very important that you listen to me and do what I say so you stay alive. So if you listen to the instructor, you are free to enjoy the jump. If you ignore the instructor and decide to do whatever you want and whatever you think's best, actually, that is not freeing. It'll end in disaster. And it's exactly the same with God's word. When we listen to it and obey it, it is liberating, it's freeing, it's perfect, it is good. There is nothing more important for you and I to do than to listen to God's word and obey it, because it leads to freedom and blessing. To disobey God, to ignore him, ends in disaster. Now, as we finish, it's a bit strange to think that we might listen to a passage like this and then do nothing about it. So I just want to spend a couple of minutes thinking, how will it look for us to obey this passage this week and find blessing? Well, let me suggest one very practical thing, and that is for all of us, boys, girls, and grown-ups, to think very carefully how much of God's word we read each day and each week, and how much of it we do. We may need to start a new habit this week to make sure, just for even a few minutes each day, we are reading God's word, praying about it, and then doing what it says. Because listening means obeying, and it leads to blessing. Read God's word and do what it says. So, children, you can do this as well. I've got a few examples down here. I've completely lost them.
Oh, there they are, right.
I mentioned this a few weeks ago in one of our children's slots. There are plenty of things available for you, children, to read your Bibles every day. And parents, this is a real challenge, isn't it, to carve out the time to read the Bible with our kids. But actually, it's so important. This is something called XTB, which some of our kids use. Grown-ups, there are lots of other things. Some of us use these notes called Explore. We've got some notes that we plug, which are going online again at the next week, at the beginning of November, notes to help you study the Bible. But the point is not that there are not any helps. There are loads of things. There are apps and all sorts. The question is, actually, do we do it? Have we heard God's word today? And are we going to get into the habit of listening each day and doing what it says? That's why, actually, we produce these little sheets as well each week, these service sheets. They're not just for fun. Again, I've lost mine. There we go. In the middle, there's a blank space, perhaps just to write down one thing from today's sermon, which you're going to go home, pray about, and do. That's a really good thing to do. Children, on your sheets, you've got the same as well. Something for you to think about and then do. The point is, all of us need to be listening and obeying, and it will lead to blessing. So wherever you stand with God this morning, the application is actually the same. If you're not a believer, or you've been a believer many, many years, the application, the thing to do is the same: to listen, to obey, and it will lead to blessing. And that is a wonderful and very simple truth, isn't it, that we can all do as a result of hearing God's word today. James says, don't just listen to the word and deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Well, let's be quiet just for a moment, and I'll lead us in prayer. Father God, thank you for your word, the Bible, and we thank you that it is freedom when we do indeed obey it. There is great blessing in obeying it. And we pray that you would help every single one of us, from the very oldest to the youngest, to be men and women and boys and girls who not only listen to your word, but do what it says. Help us this week to think carefully about how we can change our lives, even in small ways, so that we can listen and obey. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen.